of your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Or good afternoon, rather, my bad. Thank y'all for joining me today on Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Today we're going to be discussing discipline. Why is it important to be disciplined during fitness or while you're doing fitness? And a lot of people don't understand that discipline and fitness go hand in hand. Because, you know, some people don't discipline themselves in order to reach their goals, but they blame everybody else for not reaching their goals. You know, I've been a trainer for some years. I've been a trainer for a long time. And a lot of times the people that I've trained or helped didn't have the discipline enough to want to keep working out. Or, you know, if they, and I call it self-sabotage. So if a person is working out and they don't follow the rules or do what they're told in order to reach their goals, they blame everybody else, especially the trainer gets blamed. That's the number one person that's going to get blamed for that person not losing weight or reaching their goals. That right there is it's crazy, but it's done, and people don't realize it. And a lot of people blame the trainer, but the trainer's only doing his job, and he only has a certain part of that job, and the rest of it is for the client, in order for that client to reach his goals, his or her goals. So if that client don't do what they have to do in order to reach their goal, that's not on the trainer's fault. That's not the trainer's fault, unless you just have a trainer that just ain't doing jack. But, you know, most trainers tend to know what they're doing and know how to handle you, or know how to take care of their business to make sure you reach your goals. So people got to have discipline. That's why today I want to talk about discipline and fitness. Discipline is a big thing in fitness, because if you don't have the discipline enough to make yourself eat a certain way or eat the right way, or discipline yourself enough to find time to work out, discipline yourself enough to pay attention and make sure you're doing the exercises right, that's going to be a hard thing for you, because you're not going to reach your goals. And me, myself, you know, I believe in making sure that clients reach their goals. And I have this thing, you know, I've had some trainers not agree with what I do, but it's just me, because I have my own methods about how I do training and how I train people or how I deal with them. Because I know in the past, you know, people are trainers, but, you know, I have fired clients in the past that they wouldn't do what I told them to do. And I knew it because, one, they weren't getting any results. They weren't changing. Their body weight wasn't changing, or nothing was changing. Their caliper test wasn't changing. And then the wife, it was a couple, and the wife came in. She would tell me everything they would do every day. I mean, if they went they went out to a birthday party and had cake and ice cream, she comes and tell me. If they go eat at certain restaurants, she comes and tell me. And the husband used to get mad. He used to get mad at her because she'd come and tell me every time they eat something crazy. She told me one time they went to a birthday party. She was like, "Yes, it was my grandbaby's birthday party. So we had to eat the cake and the ice cream." And I was like, "Really?" And the husband, he looked at me. He looked at her so bad. He was like, if looks could kill, he probably would have choked her out. But, you know, it was funny to me because she would tell me every time. But you have to have, excuse me, that discipline in order to reach your goals. And like I said, I've gotten rid of clients because they wouldn't do what I told them to do in order to reach their goals, because a client is always a representation of that trainer. And that trainer has to, in order for him to succeed in being in fitness, he has to have results. Results is the key factor. He has to be a great trainer in order to reach other clients. Now, today's on discipline. And discipline, you know, you have to discipline yourself to eat right. And the biggest thing with eating right is 5 to 6 small meals. 5 to 6 small meals a day. There are no shortcuts. There are no quick fixes. People want to get on these diet plans, these diet pills. I heard lately they got this thing about these detox pills, which everybody got their own method, you know. And I used to train a doctor in Texas, and he's a key factor. And he was like, I don't like detoxing. I said, I'm firmly against detoxing. I was like, why? And he was like, because most people detox. They lose all this weight or whatever. They clean their body out. But just as soon as they're finished or stop taking the stuff, they go right back to doing what they were doing from the beginning to get the extra toxins in their body. They would go back and do the same thing. So why waste your time detoxing if you're not going to do right? And yes, because people go back and do the wrong things. I've had clients in the past that this one lady I used to train, you know, she was on 2 pressure medicines. Her and her friend, they worked out great together. You know, they come to work out. They make sure they were on time. They got their workouts. I kicked their butt. Hey, they went home. But one of them was on 2 blood pressure medicines. And the doctor put her on them, but once she started working out, the doctor took her off because she was dedicating herself. She was disciplining herself to get into shape so she can come off of those blood pressure pills. And she came off and did great, you know. But recently, you know, since I moved away from Texas and she moved to another place, she moved out of Texas, her and her husband, and she contacted me and she was like, Ray, you know, I ain't been exercising. She said, I'm back on both blood pressure medicines. I gained a lot of weight. And it's because she lost her control. She lost discipline. That discipline is a key factor when it comes to losing weight or anything, actually building muscle, losing weight, whatever it may be, fitness competitor, whatever, any sport or anything. It could be soccer, baseball, football. It doesn't matter. There's dedication. There's discipline that you have to discipline yourself. There are things within that realm that you have to discipline yourself in order to succeed. So discipline is a key factor with everything, including weight loss, diet plans, exercising, practicing, enforcing yourself in the biggest discipline. The biggest discipline for most people is eating. Most people cannot and will not eat right. No matter what you do, you know, they make excuses. Holidays, they feel they should eat anything they want. Then go back on a diet. But see, you don't understand. Once you mess up your routine and the food gets back to the point of, it's like the detox. You go back to doing the same thing. Once you go back to feeling good and eating certain things and things tasting good to you, you go back to eating those things permanently. You go and talk about, oh, no, I'm just going to do it on the weekends. No. You don't do it at all. If you're going to succeed and reach your goals, you have to discipline yourself to reach those goals. Now, for anybody listening to this show, if you have a question, would like to make a comment, whatever the case may be, if you press 1, I'll bring you in. And we can talk about any fitness question that you may have today. That's to anybody listening. If you have a question, a concern, or even just a comment, just press 1, and I'll bring you in. But now, back to the discipline, you know, you have to discipline yourself also in the exercise. You got to discipline yourself enough to go to the gym. Some people will find 100 excuses of why they shouldn't go to the gym today. 0 excuses to find out why they should go to McDonald's or Taco Bell or go to the club. Or just sit at home on the couch and watch TV. No excuses, but any excuse in the world to find out they would come up with in order to not go to the gym. And the gym is a very important key factor in fitness. And people don't realize you got to go in there and exercise and get yourself and get yourself in some kind of shape. Some people have the conception that sweating a lot helps people lose a lot of weight. And it's not about the sweating, because really and truly, if you look it up, and don't just take my word for it, look it up, sweating is a cooling mechanism for the body. That's why if you're sweating, you're walking or you're running, and you get this cool breeze come through, your body gets so cool, it feels cool. That's because the sweat is there to cool the body. Now, true enough, when you sweat, and people have the white lines, it's salt coming out your body, whatever. But sweating is a cooling mechanism for the body. If you don't believe me, just look it up. I'm not going to just tell you anything. And most people get out here and don't want to work out, you know, because, and then, you know, exercise helps increase or strengthens the heart. The heart is a muscle that you want always to be strong, because if that heart is weak, something's to happen as far as a stroke or heart attack, your heart ain't strong enough to handle it. You'll be here long. So you have to strengthen that muscle because of the fact that, not wishing a heart attack or stroke on anybody, but you have to be consistent and work the heart muscle. It's just like any other muscle in the body. Your legs, if you don't work your legs get weak. If you don't work your arms get weak. If you don't work certain parts of the body, you're going to get weak. So it's just like the heart is a muscle. It gets weak if you don't work the muscle. Exercise is a key factor, but a lot of people don't have discipline enough to go out here and consistently work out. And I'm not telling people to come out here and think, you know, you're going to get extra big. Women have a misconception that they think that if they go and start lifting weights, they're going to get big and huge like bodybuilders. That's not a true statement. I've heard so many people tell me that. I don't want to get big. If I go in and start lifting weights, I'm going to get big. No, you're not. That's a misconception. And it's a myth, as people call it. So people think that if they do certain things, it's going to cause them to do or respond a certain way. Guys, you know, me being a trainer, it's kind of hard to get guys to train, because most guys, older guys, always say this thing about, and I've always heard this when I used to be in Texas trying to approach guys to train. Oh, man, I used to play sports, bro. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I already know how to exercise. Okay, no problem. I just walk away, you know. And other trainers used to be tripping because they would always ask me why I always train females. I said, I train females because they're the ones that want to work out. And the female trainer was like, no, because you be flirting. I said, you can call it what you want. I said, you can call it what you want. But as of right now, I call it making my money. So I got to do whatever it takes to make my money. If you consider it flirting, I consider it getting paid. So I don't look at it as flirting. And I told her, and I had to tell her, I said, technically you flirt. She was like, no, I don't. I said, no, you do. I said, because the gear at the time at the gym we worked in, I said, the gear that we're supposed to wear is what I got on right now. But you are wearing tights that's exposing all of your body parts. And you consider it not flirting, but a guy sees that. That's his attraction. And it's a true statement when people say sex sells, because it does. But, you know, she was talking about how it didn't work, but I was like, no, it's like that. You think I flirt because I have only females, but no, I have females because they want to work hard and they want to look good. So I presented to them to make them feel or know that if they get a training session or train with me, they're going to look a certain way. Some women tend to pick women or pick other people to work out because they think they're going to look that way, but it's in their minds. But it's all about what you, in your mind, want to look like. It's got to be your perception of what you want to look like, because you may not look like that girl you see in the magazine or that girl you see on TV, or that girl you see walk through the mall, walk past you. You may not look like that, but it's all about getting in shape is the biggest key. So a person has to discipline themselves to exercise and eat right and be mentally motivated enough to get up every day and do some workouts, even if it's just walk around the block. I ain't telling you to go in the gym, get a gym membership, and spend your money on something you're not going to use every day. You can walk around the block, go buy you some 3-pound weights or 5-pound weights. Women don't need no heavy weights to get what they need if they want to be a certain weight. But you got to discipline yourself, especially when it comes to eating. If you can't discipline yourself when it comes to eating, that's going to be a big problem. You got to discipline yourself when it comes to eating. That's, people don't realize 85% of this whole thing is eating, nutrition. You can get your, if you can get yourself down, if you get you a good trainer, somebody can help you with your nutrition, you won't need a dietitian, because a dietitian is going to cost you about $200-$300. And I used to train this lady in Texas, and it would be funny because I gave her a sample, what I call a sample meal plan, for her, some, for her to go by a guide to, and I coached her how to make her own meal plan so she can stay in shape and eat her own meals. She tried to give it to a friend, but her friend didn't want it. Her friend said she going to a dietitian or a nutritionist, whatever. And she came and told me next time she came with me, she said, you know, my friend went to a dietitian. I said, yeah. She said, that lady charged her $300, $200, $300 for almost the exact same plan that you gave me. I said, well, some people don't listen. Some people, they figure that because I'm a trainer, I don't know no better. You know, so they want to go somewhere like a dietitian or somebody because they have a degree in dealing with food that they feel that they know more about it than I do. And I'm a trainer. You know, I deal with fitness all the time. So I try to help people where I can. Now, if sometimes it's hard to follow the rules, follow those the short terms. Some people, it's just too hard. And I've learned that most people on diet plans or meal plans tend to do the same thing consistently. It gets boring. And that's how most people fail when it comes to meal planning or dieting, because they eat the same thing over and over and over. And it gets boring. Then they go back to eating other stuff. And then they like, man, bump that meal plan. I'm going to eat this fried chicken over here. You know, go get me some of these over here and eat this, because that ain't working. So people have to understand that you have to discipline yourself in order to reach your goals. People discipline themselves to do other things, like you discipline yourself enough to go to work every day. Discipline yourself enough to go out or drink or smoke or whatever case you. And I don't knock nothing nobody does, because it ain't my place. But if you discipline yourself enough to do other things, you can discipline yourself enough to get in the shape that you want to be in and get to where you want to be in. And so people can see that you, and then you can bring other people in. Because when people start seeing you change, they're going to want to change. And, you know, I ran into many times in the gym where a husband, a wife would come to the gym, and I always, you know, us being trainers, we had to ask a lot of questions about your support system, as far as who going to be your support system while you on your adventure or while you're on your way to a better health, to living a healthy life. And they would say they married or whatever. Oh, my gym, my husband don't come to the gym, blah, blah, blah. And I've seen it many times, a woman come to the gym, she start changing, her body shape start changing. Husband's so used to seeing her a certain way, but now she's coming home and she gets out the shower or she's got on certain clothes, and he's like, what the what? 9 times out of 10, that husband is coming to the gym. He'll say he's coming to get in shape, but 9 times out of 10, he comes to watch because he thinks she got somebody on the side or she doing something she ain't got no business doing. Then eventually, he may start getting in shape. I've had guys bring their wives to me in the gym in Texas, just, hey, man, look, my wife ain't going to listen to me. We've watched you across the gym. She liked the way you work out, work people out. Look, I'm bringing my wife to you to train, man, and I, whatever it costs, what it is, okay? I've gained clients just by me doing my job. But wives and husbands don't get along when it comes to working out. So that's one thing for sure. Wives, husband, boyfriends, they ain't trying to hear. But the woman ain't trying to hear nothing he got to say, even though he might be right. She ain't got nothing, so she ain't trying to hear.
But you know, it's all about what you want in life. Sometimes that person with you can help you. I've seen husbands get jealous, come in the gym and think I'm messing around with their wives. I used to laugh, like, man, look, you can work out with her. Got nothing to do with me. But, you know, it's all about discipline and what you want out of fitness, how you want to look a certain way. If you want to look a certain way or feel a certain way, you have to be willing to take those chances, get out there and exercise and do the right thing in order to reach your goals. And reaching your goals is very important, especially if you want a healthy life. Now, again, let me say this again. To anybody out here listening that may have a question or concern or just want to ask a question or make a comment about something, you can press 1, and I will bring you in, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. So just know that if you're listening and you want to talk, you got a question, just feel free to just chime in. Just press 1, and I'll bring you in. So just remember, the key factor to fitness is discipline. If you can discipline yourself enough to work out, that's a good thing. I have a caller. Hold on 1 second. Hey, caller, how you doing? This is Trainer Ray. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Raymond.
Hey.
Just wanted to chime in and agree on what you were saying. I get to working on the body, getting it looking all halfway decent, and then I fall off the bandwagon. I don't understand how it's mentally we have to what we need to do to stay focused so we can be consistent with that weight gain or weight loss.
Well, people have to, in order to be consistent, that's why I speak on discipline, you have to be really disciplined enough to want it. And the more you want it, the more you're pushed to get it, because when people want other things, no matter what it is, they'll force themselves to do a certain thing to get whatever it is that they want. And it should be the same way with fitness. A lot of it is a mental thing because they don't want to put in the hard work. I've heard more people say, I'm just going to go get liposuction, or I'm just going to go get my stomach tucked and all this other stuff. And I've had people approach me like that when I was training in Texas, and I used to tell them all the time that, I said, well, you're going to spend this much money on a liposuction or tucking or whatever they're going to do to you. But instead of investing in your life every day, you can take that money, divide it up, and pay a monthly membership or training fees or whatever to a trainer, and consistently have a conditioning or condition your body. Because when you get into these gastric bypass and all this stuff to shorten your stomach or whatever they do to your stomach, you still got to maintain some kind of nutritional balance. You still got to exercise. It doesn't change. The doctor's going to tell you after you finish, you still got to work out and eat right. Most people get that because they think it's just a quick fix and they ain't got to worry about doing it. But they still have to do it, because I know people that have had it and have had problems with it because they wouldn't do the right thing. So it's all about, it's a mental thing. It's what people in their mind should be thinking, okay, I want to look this way. What I got to do to get there? But most people don't want to work hard. They don't want to sweat. They don't want to exercise because they feel they're going to be hurting and sore, which it comes with exercise. You're going to be sore. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're going to be sore if you're doing it right, especially. But you have to discipline your mind enough or be strong enough to say, okay, I'm going to eat right this week, every week. And I tell people all the time, if you form your meal plan and eat right, you can actually have what they call a cheat day. But I don't mean cheat all day. Find you a little something, like if your biggest cheat is ice cream or cookies or something, treat yourself. Like, say, for instance, give yourself a goal. Say, okay, I'm going to work to lose weight for this month. If I lose a pound or 2 pounds, set you a goal. Say, this month, if I lose a pound a week, that's 4 pounds for the month. Which technically, by the books, you're only supposed to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week. to be safe. But anyway, if you lose weight, you say I lose 4 pounds. If you lose 1 pound for the month, even if it's for the month, treat yourself to something. Go get you a scoop of ice cream from your favorite ice cream place, or go eat some of your favorite cookies, just a few of them. I'm not telling you go and gorge in a whole pack of cookies, but it's called a cheat day, and I do that to tell people to treat themselves, and it gives you motivation to keep going and do what you're doing because you saw the weight loss. And that's the biggest thing is a mental thing. You have to be disciplined in the mind to say that you want to go out here and look a certain way. I want to feel a certain way. I want to get in shape, because you got so many people that are sitting around now. They come home from work. They want to sit down and watch TV. They ain't going to do nothing else. Ain't going nowhere. Even if you're just taking a walk around the block, do like most people. Go to the mall. Walk the mall. Just walk through. Most people ain't going to work out at home because they find 1,000 things to do other than working out. So you have to discipline yourself within your mind in order to reach a goal or reach your goal that you want to reach. If you don't have the answers or don't know how to reach those goals, reach out to a trainer. Reach out to a trainer. There are many trainers out there. And you got, but just kind of figure them out, him or her out first, because you got some trainers out there that are just out there for money. They're not out there to help you. They're just out there to get money, because I could have done that a couple of times, and I didn't, because I didn't want to take advantage of anybody like that. You know, I had a lady come to me in Texas and say, only way she'll train with me, if I can guarantee her, she'll lose 150 pounds in 3 months. So I had to tell her, I'm sorry, that's not physically possible. Thanks for coming by. But if you need help with something, just let me know. And the other trainer probably be like, yeah, I got you. She'd be sitting there still with that 150 pounds in 3 months and be disappointed. And that's going to make you look bad. But anyway, it's all about a discipline thing. It's in your mind. So if you got in your mind that you want to reach a certain goal, you can do it if you focus on it.
What's the time frame like if I want to? Yes. One other question. What's the time frame if you want to lose about 50 pounds?
On average, to be safe and lose it safely, you should lose no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. You should lose no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. If you lose 1 pound a week, that's 4 pounds a month. So you take that and multiply how many months it's going to take you to reach that 50. Or if you lose 2 pounds a week, it's going to be 8 pounds a month, which is going to show you. So 8 times 3 is 3 months, that's 24 pounds. So it's a long, but to lose it safely, you have to do it that way, because if you don't, most people lose weight too fast, and what happens, the weight comes back faster, and then they gain more. So you have to be careful with that. So you just figure out, you just got to reach your goal and say, okay, I'm going to give myself a long-term goal. Short-term, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds. Long-term, 50 pounds.
Thank you. That
no
definitely
problem.
Answered my question.
No problem. Any more questions? Any more questions? Anybody out there got any more questions? Well, you know, like I said, just everybody out here, you know, it's all about discipline. And I tell people all the time, some people like want certain things in stores, cars. They discipline themselves, say, I'm going to get this car next year. They can discipline themselves enough to make the money and save the money, they're going to get that car, because they have set their mind to say, I'm going to get this car next month. I'm going to get this house next week, whatever the case may be. It's all about discipline. I'm Trainer Ray. You know, Fitness Evolution is my business, and I'm Trainer Ray. Anybody got any questions or concerns, you can call me at 662-368-2152, or you can email me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. I want to thank y'all for joining me tonight. Y'all have a great evening, and y'all take care of yourself. Peace.
Thank you.
You're welcome.